Elevate, this podcast is dedicated to helping you find your trail to a happier, healthier you by discussing topics like self-improvement, business, health and beauty, and random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Tasha Johnson. Are you enjoying the Hustle and Faith podcast? Regardless of where you listen to Hustle and Faith, if you love this show, please leave us a review at ratethispodcast.com/hustleandfaith. Or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, if you feel inclined to do so, why don't you go ahead and leave us a 5-star review? Doing so will help others to discover this show. Thanks again for your support. It is very much appreciated. Are you ready to break free from the worker bee mentality? Life is way too short to learn everything the hard way. Why not take a shortcut and use Starring You services to help start your side hustle? Starring You is proud to offer the following services: podcast management, course creation, and voiceover work. Starring You services will help you acquire the skills you need to break free from the hive. In today's episode, we're going to discuss, does being single mean that you're selfish? So one of the reasons why I decided to discuss this topic is because I came across a meme on social media, and I can't even remember. I don't know if it was a sponsored ad or whatnot, but I came across this meme regarding singlehood, and I knew it was innocent enough. And, you know, again, I have a sense of humor, so I laughed, but one of the comments underneath the meme caught my eye. And again, I got sucked into this. I'm not one of those people that goes around fighting people online because that's a colossal waste of time. That's a race to the bottom. But this comment kind of rubbed me the wrong way because it seemed like there were some folks that actually agreed with this person. Like, you know, single people have a tendency to be on the selfish side. They don't have kids and da 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 da. And I thought to myself, wow, that's crazy. Like, the last time I checked, I don't owe this world a child. Like, I do not owe this world a child. Getting married, having kids, those are huge life-altering decisions that should not be made lightly. And if someone is single, that does not indicate that they are selfish. And I'm using air quotes about that. It means that that person, in my opinion, is taking their time. They have standards. They haven't found the right person, and they're not willing to settle. That is 9 times out of 10 why that person tends to be single. And they're just enjoying their life. Not everyone is conditioned to be married. Not everyone is conditioned to have kids. And to insinuate that especially women are selfish because they choose to be single or choose not to have children is just insane to me. Insane. And it's sad because the weird thing is, it was a guy who said this, and I'm not going to lie, I was kind of not surprised by that. But there were a couple women that actually agreed with the comment, which was troubling to me. Because, again, there is nothing in the Bible that indicates that I owe this world a child, that I have to get married. And in fact, this is one of the main reasons why I am writing my book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or Without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. That is one of the main reasons why I'm writing this book, because there's so many different misconceptions about single women, especially Christian single women, and I want to clear up a lot of that. And in the event that you're curious about the first chapter of the book, feel free to check out the show notes. The episode will be there. I'm reading the introduction and the first chapter of the book. And so I just felt the need to kind of clear up this whole misconception of equating singleness and selfishness. It is not selfish to have standards. It is not selfish to decide that you want to be single, whether it be indefinitely or just for a certain period of time in your life. You need to be complete. Jerry Maguire, that movie got it wrong. No one on this earth can complete you, okay? That's a role that only Christ can fulfill, okay? Speaking of Christ, he walked this earth as a single man. The mere fact that Christ died for the sins of this world is evidence that being single does not mean that you're selfish. In the Bible, there are so many examples of unselfish single people, such as John the Baptist, Apostle Paul, and the list goes on. Furthermore, married people can also be selfish. I think a lot of divorces are built on this fact. Selfishness does not quarantine itself to single people. Married people, or those who subscribe to the checklist lifestyle, meaning that they're married with kids and have no intention of raising them, are selfish. There's that quote, "It takes a village to raise a child." If you know full well that you don't have a village and you are still bringing children into this world, or you are depending on that village to essentially take over your responsibilities, that's incorrect. I know a lot of folks that have the ability to, you know, stay at home and raise their kids and all this other stuff, but yet and still, they would rather not do that because, quite frankly, they don't want to admit to themselves that they didn't want to really have the kids in the first place, but because they wanted to please their parents, give their parents a grandchild, that's one of the main reasons why they decided to go through with having children. I don't ever want to live my life and have someone else's happiness, what someone else deems as happiness, to be the standard of happiness for me. I am not accepting someone else's version of happiness as my own. Don't continue to perpetuate the lie that, yeah, you've got to have kids. That's the main ingredient to happiness. That's the only source of happiness. That is incorrect. And you're doing your children a disservice if you allow them to continue down the same path that you went down just because you went down that path. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm so grateful to my mom for breaking that generational, I hate to say it, and I mean no disrespect in saying this, but that generational curse that you have to get married and have kids in order to be happy. No, there's a whole nother life out there. And in fact, Apostle Paul even said it's better to remain single. Now, that was his preference, and that is a preference. It's not a sin to be single and not have children. But it upsets me when people automatically associate being single with being selfish. Those are two totally different things, okay? That, you know, that they're so different and they have no relation to each other whatsoever, okay? And if you do want to put a relation to that, then you got to be fair about this. There's a lot of folks out there that have kids and they shouldn't have them. That to me is the epitome of selfishness. You know, God put us on this earth to live an extraordinary life. And that extraordinary life is designed specifically for that person, okay? The plans that God has in store for us, they were not shared via a conference call, okay? It was specifically designed for that person. And quite frankly, those plans may or may not include children, may or may not include a change in your marital status. But guess what? Those plans do leave room for you to live an extraordinary life. And that is what I'm all about. And I truly hope that you do the same. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at Starring You Crew, our fitness apparel shop. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, then you risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode. Just a quick heads up, I'll be taking a break for the entire month of August. I need more time to write my book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you hanging. On purpose, I'm sharing 4 episodes I created back in 2018. Trust me, the audio alone is a gigantic hint that these are earlier episodes. What I want you to keep in mind and focus on when you listen to these episodes is that you have to start from somewhere. I'm so glad I kept going and growing.